Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and we are exactly 1 week away from Election Day. Now, I want to be sure. I absolutely want to be sure that we get the president across that finish line, right? Wasn't that what the governor in North Carolina, that Roy Cooper, left-wing dope, had to say to Joe Biden, who's another left-wing dope? But he said, well, you know, we're gonna pull that, what's his name, Cal Cunningham? Is that what it was? There's the guy they've got running for Senate who thought that in the middle of the Senate campaign, he thought that was a great time to start having, an affair. I mean, that's the only way to describe it. I mean, I suppose we don't know whether it was a full affair or whether it was just online sort of stuff. But all of that being said, he said to Biden, well, we're going to drag him across the finish line. Well, we don't need to drag anybody across the finish line. I'll tell you that. We just need to make sure that good people get out to vote. That's all. I mean, it's just that simple. We've got a great president who's done an amazing job, and you and I need to stand up and support him. That's all. Now, this past Saturday, I'll tell you what, there was an amazing turnout for the Trump train parade, and it was Mike Dickinson who actually organized all of this, got this all together. I'm happy to say that Mike's joining us. Hey, Mike, appreciate you being here.
Always happy to be on the best show in Richmond and WRVA.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Tell everybody about what happened on Saturday, man, because it was incredible.
What a turnout. I had a feeling it was going to be big, but it was, as the president would say, huge. It was nothing but American flags and Trump flags as far as you could see on the parking lot. It was amazing. It was an amazing turnout. Thank you to everyone who came.
Yeah, what's funny, Mike, is that I had noted when it was going to be, and I had some errands I was running with my youngest, and we happened to be in the West End, and I had totally forgotten about it. I said, oh, you want to go get some lunch? And he said, yeah, sure. I said, well, we're right near Mission Barbecue, so let's go over there. So we went over, and then as I'm pulling in the parking lot, I said, oh, my gosh, that's right. That's today. That's now. I could barely find a parking spot. I mean, how many hundreds were there? 300, 400, 500 people?
The estimates are at 500 people. It was more than 500. Wow. It was the estimates for 500 people. It was so big. Delegate John McGuire showed up. Delegate Nick Freitas, who's running for Congress, showed up. It was massive turnout, and everyone, it was just, they just kept coming. And I was like, wow. Yeah. I knew there was a lot of hidden support for President Trump in the Richmond Henrico area, but I had no clue it was this big, and they just kept coming. And it was, I mean, going down Broad Street, I was riding in the back of a pickup truck, and it was a beautiful thing. Nothing as far as you could see for miles was American flags and Trump flags going both ways.
Oh, interesting. You know, what's funny, you're talking about all the people that showed up. Now, I want credit because I showed up, but I couldn't make my way through the crowd. I could see where you were up front. I saw you holding the bullhorn.
The megaphone. Bullhorn.
I could not make it through the crowd to actually get up there to you. So I want credit, though. I was there.
Yes, you get credit. You were there. It was huge. People were talking to you. Several people asked me where you were because they heard you talking about coming. And I was like, he's here somewhere, but I can't find him because there's so many people. It was a beautiful day, and it was a beautiful ride. I mean, we went down Broad Street, then we went over Lauderdale, then we came down Patterson, then we came down Monument, and we had some resistance around the Lee Monument and the VCU dorms. My opinion is that VCU should be ashamed of themselves. There's so many kids down there that are so misguided, and the only way they know to express their displeasure is to use gestures with their hand and throw bottles and curse and try to vandalize people's property. I mean, VCU should be ashamed of themselves. We came past the Lee Monument, and I was expecting resistance there because that's the war zone. That's the fallen territory that the quote-unquote protesters in Richmond now occupy. But right down in front of VCU, in front of the VCU dorms, there are people running in the street, trying to tear off flags, trying to hurt. And there was nothing from the people that were supporting Trump that were doing any of this. This was all coming from the VCU kids. And I don't know what is wrong with them these days. I don't know what's wrong with the young people of America.
Boy, this is so disturbing to hear that. And I was going to ask you about that. I know that up in New York City, as an example, there was this it was called Jews for Trump. And it was Jewish supporters of President Trump who were driving through New York City, and they were attacked. They had rocks and bottles and bricks thrown at them, and their cars attacked. So you're telling me that fundamentally, as you were driving through the West End, no attacks, and maybe a few thumbs up, but as you got around the Lee Monument and down near VCU, it was all off at that point.
Yes, and through the West End, it was positive. Even people that didn't agree with us, they didn't do anything, but there was a lot more thumbs up. There's a lot of thumbs up, heavy support. And even coming through the West End of Richmond, Patterson, Grove, Monument, everything was fine. There was a lot of support. But right down there at the Lee Monument and in front of the VCU dorms there, it was borderline scary. And I had a lot of people that were in the train, in the Trump train, tell me, some of them were scared by it, and they should be. And secondly, a lot of people were like, this was very eye-opening because I didn't realize that it was this bad. And now I've seen it for myself. I've seen a lot of people are telling me that they saw it for themselves, and they're like amazed that this has happened to VCU, to Richmond, to our beautiful Monument Avenue that's been ruined, and that there's just so much hatred coming from the left these days. I don't know if it's the indoctrinated kids. I don't know if it's because they're misguided. I don't know if it's because they're participation trophy generation or what it is, but somebody needs to give them a spanking and tell them that's not how you act in public.
I got news for you. It's a generation, I think, that has never been disciplined. They've never heard the word no. They have been raised to think that everything they've ever done, anything they've ever seen or said, it's always the best. Everything they've ever done is the best. And, I guess we're seeing that. Now, look, Mike, we had, as you say, 400 or 500 folks turn out this past Saturday. Is there, I've been hearing a little bit of buzz, is there really the possibility of a second one this weekend?
Yes, because of overwhelming demand. And so many people saying, hey, we heard this was a great event. We will come out if you do another one. Okay. We're doing another one, Trump Train 2, Sunday at 2 o'clock at Mission Barbecue. We're leaving the Mission Barbecue parking lot. Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. Today's Tuesday. I want to get you back a little bit later in the week, all right, just to remind everybody. But do you know the time and everything?
Yes, Sunday we're going to roll out at 2 o'clock.
We'll probably
start getting there. We'll probably start getting there and set up around 11 or 11:30. I mean, this past time I got there 2 hours before the event, and it was already packed, and it was craziness going on. So it was like a fair or a festival, and the thing was, everyone was positive. It was all positivity. It was all American flag. I love America. There was nobody spewing any hatred. Everyone was positive. Yeah. And I felt, 100% safe. I was like, this is the America I love and know.
Exactly, Mike. Well, I'll tell you what, I, like I said, I want to get you back. I will certainly be mentioning it up until then. I'm going to see if I can clear out some time on my schedule, because I want to make sure I'm part of this one, and I want to get there early enough that I can actually get to the front of the crowd, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I'd like to think I know one or two people, right?
Yes, you knew a lot of people. There's a lot of people there that were looking for you.
Oh, that is very kind. Well, Mike, before I cut you loose, man, how's it going with your campaign for city council? What's the latest on that?
We're out today. We're campaigning. We have a trailer with banners on it. I've got my megaphone. We're going through the west end of Richmond, Grove, Patterson, Carey Street. We're making people aware that we're on the ballot, and we're making people aware of what we stand for with supporting the police, mm-hmm. supporting the Second Amendment, and supporting low taxes, and supporting our great president. So.
I love it.
We're working hard, and we're going to be working hard every day from here until Election Day.
I love it. Well, listen, Mike, I wish you the best of luck on that, and I'm going to get you, like I said, I want to get you back on, excuse me, towards the end of the week so we can talk about this again and get everything coordinated. But folks really should put this down on their calendar now. 2 o'clock Sunday, once again, Mission Barbecue, Broad and Glenside. And I'm going to give everybody a piece of advice, Mike. I don't think you'll mind this. Get there early so that you can go inside to Mission Barbecue. Take advantage of the great food that Craig and Maria Briggs have over there. It's some delicious food. Try the brisket. That's my suggestion. All right. Mike, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You bet. That is Mike Dickinson. So this Sunday, they're going to do the Trump Train 2, kicking off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon from, once again, Mission Barbecue, Broad and Glenside in the West End. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.